Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Mark today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
What time?
About officially got him at like 5.
5 p.m.
Stacey, you got a kitty.
I did.
Stacey Moody, who complains when KC Pet Project comes in. Why you always gotta have cats? Has a kitty now.
I do. Aww. Like that cat, actually.
That cat. I was even surprised. I went to the Shade and Abso Facto show last night.
Oh, yeah.
People were looking at that on Facebook and coming up to me like, did Stacey Moody really get a cat?
Aww.
And I was like,
yeah.
Was this the one that originally was here with that one time?
Yes.
I know.
Last week, right?
No.
Last week or the week before?
A couple weeks ago.
Been a while.
This beautiful orange
kitty. I've been
waiting,
it seems like, what, forever
to
get this cat.
I don't know what it was. It's just, it's the thing about your pets. I mean, you have two cats.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Very important pet as well.
So far, the cats are easier.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But sometimes there's just some connection that happens and you can't explain it. And that was exactly what happened here in the studio with Stacey and
yeah,
Jerry.
Jerry. I have never been a cat lady. I've always been afraid of cats because when I was a child, well, I think 7th or 8th grade, my friend threw his full grown cat at my face.
Mm.
Just sitting there.
That's not your friend.
Like,
that's
yeah,
not
my friends
your friend.
Were dicks.
No, they totally sound like dicks.
So I've been afraid of cats and their little
claws,
like talons. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you can manicure them.
Yeah. I'm finding all this stuff out.
But, wow. You're a cat lady
I'm
now.
I'm a cat lady.
You know, I wasn't a cat lady before I met Blanche.
Really?
I wanted a pug dog. That's why I got Blanche is because he looked closest to a pug dog.
Yeah. Pug dog.
But like now, I wouldn't want any other pet. And really, when Tori from KC Pet Project came in and the foster brought that kitten in, the kitten, of course, they handed it to me first,
yeah.
Of course.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, this is so cute. And then Stacey's like, give me.
Yeah. The whole time that cat was like, well, we found out that Jerry's a boob man.
Well.
And so he just like hangs out on my boobs.
Who isn't?
Right.
I wish I could be a cat just to be able to do that. It's the truth.
I find it interesting that Stacey, for her whole life, never liked cats.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because they never showed her any love. And as soon as this first thing showed her an ounce of love, she's smitten with it.
Yeah.
Wait, you weren't here though, right? You weren't here when the cat came in.
The second time. Because Jerry was in twice, no?
No, Jerry was in once. Just a couple weeks ago. I don't think that you were here. I'm telling you, it was one of those things like when you're playing The Sims and two Sims fall in love and time slows down and all of a sudden it goes. That's what it was like. I'm so proud of you. I did not think that that was going to be something that you would do.
I didn't either.
You didn't tell any of us.
I didn't because I didn't want to do it until it was like
official.
100% like until I had him in my arms. And I was going to bring him in today.
I wish you would have.
I know, but like I didn't want to overstimulate him, like all the new. You know,
I understand.
But
I understand. So
I didn't want to do anything until it was official.
That's beautiful. Welcome, Stacey.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see that on Facebook? So many cat people were just like, welcome, Stacey.
Welcome to the club. Yeah.
I can't wait to tell you what great gardening is.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing. It's the extreme.
I don't know that I like one cat. Okay, one cat. Let's not get carried away.
No, your house is going to be dilapidated in 20 years and you will no longer upkeep it and you will continue to live there.
That is the premise of Grey Gardens.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Yes! Welcome, Stacey Moody.
Stacey
Moody, yesterday, BuzzFam became a cat lady.
Yeah.
When can I touch your kitty?
God.
You guys haven't already done that? I feel like you're a little
too
close.
Oh, you want to touch Jerry?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you going to keep the name Jerry?
I mean, yeah. So,
he's a little baby.
One of the reasons why I loved Jerry was because of his name. Because on Parks and Rec, there's a character named Jerry on there.
Gary and Larry.
Yeah. Gary, Jerry, Larry, Terry. And Terry once. Anyway. So I was like, he's a cat. He's obviously going to do something to piss me off at some point, and I cannot wait to see. Damn it, Jerry. That's a thing on the show. So,
wow.
Cat the name. But I'm trying to think, like, I don't want Jerry Moody, you know, that's weird.
Right.
So I want like a name, like a full name for him. And I'm trying to figure that out.
Ooh, are you going to start an Instagram?
So a couple of people have known about this, like, since he came in here. So,
oh, who are these people that are privileged to that information, but not us? Because I was surprised when I was at Shade yesterday and I got that message.
Well, I wanted to surprise you.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Oh, good. So, like, since day one, I've had so many people say, you got to start an Instagram. I'm like, there are trillions of cat Instagrams.
Doesn't matter. It will still become more popular than your Instagram, my Instagram, and all of ours together. I'm serious. I'll know what it is.
I mean, I already have mine. I have the Get Your Ear in Gear social media to do. It's like, do I want to add I mean, you should see my phone right now. There are billions of photos already, and welcome. I've had it for less than 24 hours.
I know. Welcome.
But I don't know. I don't know. I haven't decided quite yet.
People ask me if I'm going to start a Blanche Instagram, but I refuse.
Right, okay, so tell me why.
Because
if anyone were to have an Instagram, it'd be Blanche.
Because he will have more followers than me, and then I'll hate him.
Yeah, I get that.
You know how I feel about Instagram. Mm-hmm.
I know.
If my bleeping cat has more followers than me and all he does is lay at home and lick himself all day,
yeah,
I don't think that's fair.
I get it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Lots of things to consider with creating a pet Instagram.
Dude, I am just so proud of you. I'm so excited to hear the whole story. I can't wait till the first thing that he pisses on.
He hasn't done anything. He did pee on my hoodie. He peed on my hoodie yesterday.
He's marking his territory.
Yeah.
You know what you have to do.
Pee on him.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. Digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
So, 100 years ago today, one of the craziest robberies in Kansas City history happened downtown. We'll get to that coming up with the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. But first, we start out with music history. Boom. On this day. In music history, 2015, Adele releases Hello, which becomes the first song with more than 1 million downloads in 1 week. You remember this song, Stacey? Remember how sensitive it was?
I do.
Just out of nowhere.
Hello.
Hi.
It's me.
You remember the memes?
Oh, my God, yes.
So many memes.
So
Hello.
Many.
Hello from the other side. In more our music, on this day in 2006, My Chemical Romance releases The Black Parade.
Oh, my God.
Which has songs like
The Black Parade.
And Teenagers, of course, which is a big hit at emo night always.
Oh, my God, yeah.
On this day in 1998, it was the beginning. Like, can you imagine? Can you even imagine what life would be like without this song?
Absolute hell.
Yeah. I mean,
do you know why, or you know the reason behind? Okay, well, the story behind, if I can.
Baby, one more time?
Yeah.
No.
So it's not about domestic violence. It's not about actually hitting you.
Right. Hit me, baby, one more time.
So everyone thought that it was about domestic violence or something like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But the guy who wrote the song was Swedish.
Okay.
So it's really about him using the English language very incorrectly. What they really meant to say was, hit me up on the phone one more time.
Oh.
Because the song's about, you know, Britney lost her boyfriend and wants him back. And, like, hit me up on the phone.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. Not hit me in the face.
You could say, call me baby one more time.
Could, yeah. But
didn't.
No.
Nope.
Didn't.
Well,
no.
Yeah. Great song. Great music
Sweet,
video.
You know?
Mm-hmm. On this day in music history, 1995, Def Leppard plays shows on 3 different continents in the same day, Africa, Europe, and North America.
That's a busy day.
Yeah, each show was an acoustic set running about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On this day in 1978, CBS Records jack up the prices for their big name releases to $8.98, up an entire dollar, being the first label to push the record prices up.
Ugh. We've been screwed ever since.
On this day in 1959 music history, Weird Al was born.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know Chris can't hear us, but he definitely has a Weird Al song on his Mortified CD.
Oh,
for today.
For sure. I bet he's singing one Weird Al song in his head right now.
Always. He was really good at Amish Paradise.
He was nailing it.
Hopefully we'll get to hear that again. On this day in regular history, 2018, Bohemian Rhapsody premieres in London.
Oh my God, that was such a good movie. Mm-hmm.
Did you cry?
Almost.
Almost?
Almost.
Oh my God.
I know.
On this day, also in 2018, microplastics found in human stools for the first time by Austrian scientists. Now, every day we do this, we kind of come in, we're like, all right, Stace, what facts do you have to add to this? And you're like, I got this one.
I got poop. Always got poop facts.
You do.
Poop stuff. So, there is a new study. So, the study from last year, there's an updated study. We're consuming way more than they thought.
Plastic?
Yeah.
Wait, you think plastic?
39 to 52,000 microplastics a year. It's found in, you know, like, it's in the air. Like, you can inhale microplastics all the time. That's a bunch per year.
Wow.
That's way more than spiders that you eat a year.
Oh, so don't tell me that fact, please. Please, God, don't.
It's like 400 spiders. No, I'm kidding.
On this day in 2001, Apple releases the iPod.
And we are introducing a product today that takes us exactly there. And that product is called iPod. iPod is an MP3 music player, has CD quality music. But the biggest thing about iPod is it holds 1,000 songs.
A whole 1,000 songs.
Wow.
Which was a big deal back then. We're literally digging back in our CD books that weighed 55 pounds.
Yeah.
That's what you had to do, kids.
Man, seriously, you had to carry all of those around with you.
Mm-hmm. Heavy as hell. You get those ones that had four per page.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You put their back to front.
Yeah. So it's really double. Then you leave it in your car because you had to, and then your car gets broken into, and someone steals your Jay-Z CD.
Man, you remember getting robbed, and they always stole CDs.
Yeah, always. Always.
Every time.
Like, come on, man. How many times do I have to buy Spice Girls Spice Up Your Life? On this day in 1995, this is one of the craziest stories. Former Selena fan club president Yolanda Salvador is convicted of murdering Selena outside of a Texas motel on March 31st.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Yolanda Salvador, guilty of the offense of murder, as alleged in the indictment. This court is adjourned.
Selena!
That's a sad story.
That was very sad.
The Yolanda bitch was stealing money from the boutique.
What an insane bitch. Robbed us
of Selena.
Selena.
Could I get it one more time, please?
Selena!
On this day in 1978, Stacey's pretend boyfriend, Sid Vicious, attempts suicide while at Rikers Detention Center in New York City.
He did.
Mm. On this day in 1956, the first video recording on magnetic tape was televised coast to coast. On this day in 1941, Walt Disney released this animated movie.
Walt Disney's Dumbo brings you a trainload of exciting new characters, wild animals, ferocious beasts. See Dumbo's magnificent fall to fame, the most sensational climax ever filmed.
Oh my God, Stacey Moody.
Little known fact, did you know Dumbo was written about me?
I got the list of the five celebrities with the biggest ears. You were number six.
Number six.
Stacey Moody's number six.
Just shy.
Will Smith, Richard Belzer, Jim Carrey, Barack Obama, and number one, Courtney Cox.
What?
Does she have big ears? I know. Many websites said that she has giant ears.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
On this day in 1915, the first national horseshoe throwing competition starts in Iowa.
You know, the world championship started, or the first one took place in Bronson, Kansas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at a horse show.
I feel like Dustin's family
was there.
Yeah. Was probably the one that started. Look for the Franzes.
Right.
We should dig into this a little bit more. And on this day in 1850, the first National Women's Rights Convention begins in Worcester, Massachusetts, and we're still having problems. 150, 200.
I know.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Local history.
Yes, let's do it.
Civil War history. The Battle of Westport concluded today. Oh. It was the largest fight of the Civil War west of the Mississippi River, and it marked the climactic end of a decade of war and turbulence along the Missouri and Kansas border.
Nice.
So, Westport. Go celebrate in Westport today.
Yeah, come on out.
Yeah.
Let's all have a beer at Buzzard Beach and...
Still haven't been there.
Why?
I know.
What is your problem?
I know. I just feel like I'm going to run into you there.
Yeah, you won't. You don't want to do that.
Okay. And the cover of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago today, they're actually talking about snow.
Yes!
Wednesday, October 23rd, 1919. They're looking at snow for tomorrow.
Yes.
Which, when I was watching KCTV 5 this morning, they said that 23 years ago today, there was this big storm, snowstorm here called the October Surprise.
Stacey Moody.
Now coming to the stage. It's the October Surprise.
I come out with jack-o'-lanterns on my boob.
Oh, that might be the episode title today, but we will get there. So the story that I want to talk about 100 years ago, the front of the KC Star. Jewel thief slays. But this is not like Beyonce slays.
Oh, dang
this
it.
Is like death.
Oh, sweet. Even better.
Adolph Gray, a diamond broker at 918 Main Street, did not see the man enter his shop until he pointed a revolver at them. Fill this hat with diamonds, the thief said. Then there was a shot. Gray was hit. He fell on the sidewalk just outside the door and died instantly. The bandit rushed away from the body, running across Main Street and down 9th. He passed the Marine recruiting station on Main, and Captain A.B. Miller was standing in the front. When he noticed several people chasing the runner, he immediately took pursuit. So, We've got like this chase going on downtown 9th and Main that's about to make its way up to 9th and Walnut. And the crowd gets a little wild.
The crowd goes wild.
The crowd goes wild. Just hear what happens here. A crowd formed chanting, "Get him!" as the fleeting man turned into the rear of the Bunting Hardware Company at 804 Walnut, which is actually still there. I mean, not the actual company, but the building is still there on 8th and Walnut.
Huh.
And the man hid upstairs. Police arrived and shouted, "Come down or I'll shoot." Then the man came out with his hands up. The man gave his name as Tom Haskell, 19 years from Detroit. The officers took Haskell to the 9th and Walnut streets to wait for the patrol car. A crowd quickly gathered, and threats of lynching were heard.
Whoa.
Whoa, this one guy. And Kansas City is like, "String him up. String him up."
Wow.
"I didn't do nothing."
Well.
He retaliated over and over, and he said his name was Haskell, even though when they looked on the inside of his coat, it said S. Barker.
Wow.
So, you know, back in the day, you had to write your name on your coat.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, basically what happened was he then... went to trial and then was sentenced to life in prison for killing that dude. But that was 100 years ago. Today, Kansas City. Happened downtown.
Now downtown, people that don't even flinch an eye. They're like, "Oh, okay."
I know, right?
They get mad because you're in their way. Like, "Excuse me, there's a police chase." Like, "Yeah, I just need to cross the street."
Yeah.
Right, but, you know, police activity. "I don't care, move."
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And the bus is like that as well.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have buses back in 1919.
Right.
But they probably would have just pointed right at the guy and ran him over.
Oh, that would have been
awesome. This is a crazy story. And there's this whole other story about the death penalty that's involved in this if you want to look this story up. But 100 years ago today, jewel thief slays, but not like how Beyonce does it. You got the unofficial holidays today.
I do. Oh, God, I want to skip over this one.
Do it anyway because I said so.
It's iPod Day.
Yeah, it is.
Mole Day.
Mole?
Is it like mole, like there's a mole who's telling on people? Is it
Stace,
mole
who
the
does,
animal?
Who does the unofficial holidays, Stace?
I'm going to say it's every single one of those. It's all three.
All versions of a mole?
Yeah. Okay. And then your mole on your face.
Okay.
And then TV talk show host day.
Yay! Nah. I can't stand the ladies on the talk.
Oh my God, no.
Or The View. Why is that show still on?
You know what's better? The Chew. Because it's about food.
Do you know what's better than that?
This show?
Yeah.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
So Mumford & Sons have a new single that they're going to be putting out tonight. It's called Blind Leading the Blind. Does that not sound like such a Mumford & Sons song? Like,
yeah,
it's already been written.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be their first song since Delta came out, which they did write this song for Delta, but didn't have enough time to put it on the album. So it's going to be their first new single. It's coming out tonight at midnight. So Ooh. We'll see. We'll see / here. Okay, are you sharing your Netflix password with anybody, Stace?
Yeah.
You are?
Oh, God.
Okay.
Why?
Netflix is trying to limit password sharing.
Okay,
how? They're actually looking for, quote, consumer-friendly ways to do it. So they haven't figured it out yet, but, quote, consumer-friendly ways to limit password sharing. I think that's just to leave people alone.
Yeah. Like, what does that mean other than mind your own business?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Look here, Netflix, you got enough money.
There are limits.
My brother.
Right, yeah, there are limits. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but there are actual limits. So many people can watch it at the same time. But, I mean, there's billions of people with Netflix now.
Right.
It's always that almighty dollar, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get married, Stace.
Yeah.
How pissed would you be if you paid a hair and makeup person and they never showed up on your wedding day?
Like, so pissed because I can't do either very well.
Okay, I was going to say, like, would you do your own hair and makeup or have your mom do it?
I think I just put it up in a ponytail at that point. I suck at makeup and hair. No.
My mom always would, when she would do my hair a long time ago, would do this, like, 80s tease to it. No matter what. If I got, like, my bowl haircut, it had these 80s bangs, too. Anyway, well, there's a woman here in Kansas City that is known for not showing up on the wedding day.
Oh,
and it's happened to at least 17 Metro brides.
17?
Yeah, there's some really bad reviews online that say don't book with her. And Fox 4 tried to contact her a bunch of ways at her house because I love when the news people go to their house. Like, hello, let's talk about this on the phone and via Facebook. But yet she still has not answered. She has no...
Why? Why does she... Why?
Because she's wrong. When you're that wrong, shoot, you don't
she
even answer
the door. She get paid?
Yeah,
up front?
They gave her a deposit. Yeah, 17 brides just doing their own hair.
Ugh, sucks.
All right, and I love getting in the mental state to do something or go somewhere. You know, like if there's a party, like if you dress like the 70s when you go to Funky Town, right? Sometimes this might go a little too far. There's a haunted house in Tennessee that is known as the scariest in the world. Are you ready to hear what you have to do?
Oh, God.
Before you go into this haunted house. 40-page waiver. You have to sign a 40-page waiver. You have to do a physical exam. And you must watch a 2-hour video before you can go into what they're calling the scariest haunted house in the world in Tennessee.
Do they stab you? Do they push you?
I don't know. Like,
off a building?
I don't know. Like, I like getting in character and stuff. That's fun, but that's like a little too much work, right?
I don't like haunted houses anyway because I don't like, give me anxiety.
Uh-huh.
I don't get scared. It's just like when they jump out at you.
Right.
You have me completely wrong if you think I'm sitting down and watching a 2-hour prep video.
2-hour prep video, 40-page waiver, and, I mean, the physical, too. That's like...
Yeah, I'm not gonna, on all three. I'm
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
We have Mortified coming up at 7:30. This one's weird.
Yeah. Anything involving Chris is weird.
Oh, God. You get into, like, the psyche when you get into playlists.
Yeah.
And to round out our last embarrassing playlist, Mortified, Chris gave me a CD last night. That was... it's called Comp.
Keep calm and bomb.
Yeah. And so I'm the only one that knows what's on it.
Yeah, I'm...
He's got a couple faint ideas of what's on it because he was working in the funeral home up until 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I felt disturbed.
Oh, God.
I put it on in my car because that's the only CD player that I have.
Did you?
Yeah, and I almost drove off of 35.
Oh, yikes.
I think there might be a curse on me.
Yeah, probably.
It's just not right. It's just weird because this is the music that he would listen to
while touching dead bodies.
Yeah.
Ew.
By himself in the basement of the funeral home, doing his funeral home embalming and cremation thing.
Oh, God.
This was the music that got him out of the, wow, this is really creepy headspace. And I can't even form a sentence because it's so weird.
Yikes.
I feel dirty.
Honestly, I'm really not that surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
you met Chris?
I know. I just didn't know what I was going to get when I put that CD in the system. And I don't feel
In my head, I have two different versions of this CD. So I'm pretty interested to see how it goes. There could be a third that I'm not even thinking of, but I'm intrigued, scared, and excited all at the same time.
You should be.
I am.
Scared a little bit more. just picturing him down there with his hands and dead bodies listening to some of this music. It's just, it's weird. It's weird. It's weird. I want a better word to describe it, but I don't have one.
Oh, God.
It's weird.
Oh, God,
14 Chris. Tracks.
Fudge.
On his Keep Calm and Embalm work playlist that
so
he used to
good.
Listen to when he was working at a funeral home. And we'll get into that coming up at 7:25, 7:30.
Yes.
Buffhurst.
Mm-hmm. Jordan likes to torture me.
Well.
A lot.
For Mortified a couple months ago, I didn't. Chris found it. I would never bring
Chris
that in.
Found it.
Chris found an old interview that I did with Beck. It was the worst interview ever. And
I concur.
And so since then, you've been giving me crap about how crappy that interview was.
Yep.
So now I'm
like
putting
at
you.
Like every opportunity.
Now I'm putting you on the spot. And on Friday, I'm making you interview a WWE star who's coming
in. Yeah. Of which I know nothing.
Dustin was so excited. He's like, oh my God, Elias is coming in. This is going to be amazing. Can I do the interview? And I was like, nope. Stacy.
Like, he was so excited. He was jumping up and down.
He really wanted to do this interview, but I'm sorry. I need it to be you.
God.
So have you done any prep for this interview?
Yes, I have.
Because there's two school of thoughts when it comes to doing interviews. There's mine, which is study the hell out of this and make sure you know everything just in case they throw something at you to make them real comfortable in the studio. And then there's Laszlo's idea, which is just have a conversation.
Well, I have been prepping mostly because I know nothing about what I'm about to talk about. I know nothing about WWE. I've never heard of Elias. I don't know.
He plays the acoustic guitar.
He does. He comes out and he does. I haven't listened to any of his music, but apparently it's like all making fun of whoever he's about to fight, which I'm really big fan of.
Okay.
I'm digging that.
So we couldn't have paired this interview better.
Probably not.
I'm glad that it's you that's doing it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
Well, it is getting close to Halloween, and this is the perfect way to wrap up our embarrassing old CDs, mix CDs that we used to make.
Yeah.
I'm looking so forward to this.
With Chris's.
It's been a while since I've listened to this.
Yeah, 2017. Mm-hmm. 2017. You worked in a funeral home from when?
2014 to 2017-esque. Okay. But of course, I was embalming since I was 17. But.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Been embalming for years.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a while.
Yeah, for like 15, holy cow, 15 years.
Oh my God. Okay, well, this was... What's it like to be...
Dead?
No.
I don't know.
What's it like to be... For anybody who hasn't done it, which is 99.99999% of the people that are listening,
yeah.
What's it like to just go down in a room and be there with a dead body?
It takes a while to get over the fact, because the first moment that I was alone with a body, it's always have to, like, turn my head over because you're always thinking they're going to move or get up because I watched way too many horror movies as a child.
Every time there's a new body, there's always that like initial fear or you just kind of start to get used to it.
You definitely start to get used to it.
Oh God, imagine getting used to something like that. I get used to like, I don't know, when a pool temperature is a little bit cold or hot. I'm like, oh, this sucks, but my body will get used to it. But you get used to the fact that there's a dead body.
It takes a while, but it never fully goes away because anything can trigger a moment where you're like, I need to get out of this lonely, dark room.
And you were alone.
All the time. And I don't mind embalming during the day, But when I get a call like at 9, 10 o'clock and I'm embalming at midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., that's a little...
That's like the witching hour.
Yes. Why? I hate embalming after 3 a.m. because that's when the stuff just starts to happen.
So stuff has happened down there because I know you believe in spirits.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't not
after
doing what I did.
Yeah, after being... working at a funeral home, embalming bodies. So describe for us so we can get a good picture in our head of what the room was like that you would embalm people in.
Okay, so if you imagine a dirty kitchen from the 70s, and this is in a dark, cold, moist basement with one flickering little halogen light that sometimes goes off and has before during thunderstorms. Like, this is not a... hospital, ER, OR kind of thing. This is horror movie-esque.
After everything that we know and with movies and stuff, you think that they could make that just totally different? You know, make it like an Apple store.
That would be beautiful.
You know, just something lit, clean.
Yeah.
Not with a flickering light like a scary movie, but no, not.
Wait, you want all the windows or all the walls to be windows?
Doesn't matter. I just want it to be a little different than the creepy room you think of in Saw, which is what it sounds like.
The same tile as in Saw.
Oh, my God.
No.
All right. And so, to kind of get your mind out of the fact that you were embalming people.
Yeah. It's still strange when I'm doing that. It's like I'm literally in someone in a non-sexual way.
As I'm looking at this list of songs that you put on your Keep Calm and Embalm CD, Chris, because I'm the only one that's heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that you just said that, man. I really don't like that you just said that.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. You made a... I'm freaked out, man. I've known you for 9 months now, 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time that I feel like I got into your head and I feel slightly disturbed.
Is it a scary place?
Yes! Yes! I was driving in my car yesterday listening to this going like, What the French?
Is this a CD that if you just heard it, didn't see the title of this CD, would you be like, oh, it's okay. All right, that's a mix. But... does it change absolutely everything once you realize what he was doing?
Yes.
Well, okay, great.
Yes, 100%. This, if you were to just look at this for face value, this would look like a CD that my father would make, a mixed CD. Just random as hell.
Okay.
But when you add the fact that this is the CD that Chris used to calm down while he was embalming bodies when he was working at a funeral home, then every song you just kind of read into it. Okay. And we're going to get into that. Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
I'm going to go hide for about 2 more minutes, and then we're going to do this all coming up next.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
Okay, let's get into this. Christopher Minders.
Jordan Silver.
For many years, you were, before you worked in radio and kind of while you were starting in radio, you worked in a funeral home.
Yes, and still am a licensed embalmer and funeral director.
I really love that. Always have a fallback plan, kids.
Absolutely.
Right? That's a very unique one. You made this CD called Keep Calm and Embalm.
Yeah.
As a way to kind of just chill out while you're down in this creepy room.
Doing that in silence would probably drive you mad.
Absolutely. So there was, you said that there was like just some broken CD player there?
Yeah, it was a CD, like literally the first CD players that existed after the tapes.
Yeah.
There's no aux cord, there's no nothing. It was, technology was outdated.
So the only way that you could listen to music was?
Burn CDs.
And this was your Keep Calm and Embalm for Mortified today. Ready to get into this, Stace? Oh. Are you just going to like read into this because I don't...
You know,
I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
I'm sure you don't.
Here we go. The first song, the moment that you pop that CD in, and if you're that crappy CD player had auto start, this is the first song on his Keep Calm and Embalm CD.
Go, 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 go.
What?
You need to get hyped up.
Whose birthday?
It's their death day. Like,
yeah, because embalming takes anywhere from like 90 minutes to several hours. So I need to have the blood flowing while I'm removing their blood.
Yes.
Do you do that exact move when you do it?
Yeah,
like
you're
like booty bumping?
He's dancing like a little boy at 5 years old.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
I've got
doing.
Full got scrub gear moves on everything, and it's... the only way I can move otherwise.
All right. I mean, you know what, though? That's a hype song. So
you know what? I'm not super weirded out quite yet.
Okay, well, so read into this one. This one starts to get a little weird.
No! No!
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Oh, God. Did you pose the bodies, Chris?
Well, here's the thing. The first thing you do when you embalm a body is you have to set the features of the face, and I need to make sure the shape is welcoming to the family.
You're in love with the shape of the dead bodies you're embalming.
You should see what before and after looks like. It's beautiful.
I will never listen to that song the same again, guys. All right. So after that song finishes, track three on Chris's Keep Calm and Embalm CD, I guess this might have been inspiration for you?
Oh, God.
Oh, here I would be finding the jugular.
I don't know what this is.
And it takes a while.
Let me move it to the chorus. Ready? You're down there with a dead body. Are you dancing at this point?
No, I'm bending over looking for the jugular because it's the kind of the most difficult part to find. You can ruin everything. And it takes a while, and I like to focus, and this is the hardest part, so I need to...
This is like the climax of the movie where he's like all in it and very serious. He's starting to sweat a bit.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. Like, it should take 2 or 3 minutes. I've spent 45 minutes on it before, and it is frustrating.
You know, the lyrics in that song are, you want a Maserati, you want a hot body, you better work, bitch. So are you sitting there thinking like, all right, I can't wait to save this money and put it into something?
Oh, yeah, because if you own a funeral home, you can drive a Maserati.
Oh, my God. All right. This is the only one that, like, all right, maybe I understand why this was on the album. Drowning Pool.
Did any of them ever fall off the table? Like, you got real into it, and you're just like... getting into that jugular and like just plops on the floor.
Not as the result of anything I did, but I have seen bodies hit the floor.
Okay. And that song's ruined again as well for me and everybody. Oh my God. All right, as we keep going on with... All right, this one's the weirdest one. I'm going to need an explanation. Stace, hold me.
Hello, I'm Mr. A.
Yes, the theme to Mr. Ed, the show.
There's a reason for this.
Please tell us a reason. I've been 24 hours wondering the reason why Mr. Ed theme song is on your Keep Calm and Embalm CD.
Please tell me that you did not use the dead bodies as a puppet.
No. This was a more of a reset for my imagination. Because after the bodies are hitting the floor, my imagination goes far off. So this is just a clean reset so I can not get too scared.
Okay. Great show, by the way. Mr. Ed. All right, number six on Chris's Keep Calm and Embalm CD that he used to listen to while he was working at the funeral home. You've actually submitted this for Forgotten Bangers.
This is a simple explanation.
So tell us why Jewel's hands is on your Embalm CD.
Well, this would remind me to make sure the hands were placed correctly. Because if you don't set them up before you're done, you won't be able to get them where you are. And at this point, you need to make sure the hands are right there.
I am absolutely disgusted by the explanation. He has explanations for all of these.
Yeah.
He's like, no, this is totally normal.
So what I'm getting from this Keep Calm and Embalm CD that you're making is there's songs that kind of pump you up. Mm-hmm. There's songs that remind you to do things in the process of embalming a body.
Yep.
And I think this next one is a pump-up song. Also, this was the reason that I said this sounds like an album that, was a playlist that my father would make. Bring it. Will Smith, Getting Jiggy With It.
Chris, did you bang the dead bodies?
No, never. How dare you even say that?
Did you let people pay you to make
No!
Whoa, why would you take it there? Getting jiggy with it. This is a dance song.
There's an episode of Always Sunny.
This is Will Smith. He's literally talking about dancing on the dance floor.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Will Smith, Getting Jiggy With It. Was this just like a reset song?
Yeah, we got the formaldehyde going into the body and the blood going out. It takes a moment. So this is my time just to kind of clean up and dance and get jiggy with it.
Heard that
So you know, you just get jiggy with it. Jordan, come on.
All right. I think you, we all know, anybody who was here last week knows that this.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What?
Is not the Coolio song. It is the Weird Al version. Geez. And I guess we're doing some karaoke right now.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, yes. I'm milking cows.
Yes.
Jeopardy's in the fields and Jacob plows.
Why didn't
fool.
You put...
And I've been milking and plowing for so long that even a single thing's that my mind
okay,
is
I'm
gone.
Stopping this
I'm
now.
A man
Thank
of the
you
land.
So
I'm in two disciplines.
This is like me with Shoop. This
Got
is
a
like,
Bible
oh,
in
yeah.
my hand and a beard on my
okay,
chin.
Chris, but Chris, I... come back to us.
Yes,
Thank
what?
You. Thank you. Why don't you put the karaoke version of that on there? You should
right?
have.
He doesn't need the words.
Yeah.
Though they never, I love to rap, and the people that I was working on never criticized
you
my flow.
You love to rap, so you have a Weird Owl song. Owl.
Yes.
Weird Owl.
This is Chris. This is rap for Chris.
This right? speaks to me, yeah.
I mean, he's got 50 Cent in there. So Will Smith.
Was this also while you were waiting for the blood to get out and the embalming fluid to get in?
Usually.
Like, was this your like?
Yeah, because the fluid transfer is the most timely part. So I've got time
so
to,
weird.
To jam.
This is so weird. Well, uncomfortable.
Remember that thought when you listened to track 9 on Chris's Keep Calm and Embalm work CD that he used to listen to when he would work at a funeral home. Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. Did you have to remember something about a heart?
No, I grew up on this song. But when I would have to embalm a post-autopsy body, I would change the lyrics to Don't Touch My Heart as I would be touching their heart.
You've touched actual human hearts?
I've touched every organ in the body.
Side note, Billy Ray Cyrus was my first celebrity crush.
I can see that.
Mullets.
No explanation for this one.
Oh, God. Dog goes woof, cat goes meow. I have been on, it's been a weird ride so far, but this one,
Yivis, what does the fox say? All right, I'm going to.
I just love that song.
Just continue to move on.
Wait, why is it, did you ever, like, taxidermy? Why are you doing animal themes?
I've thought about it, but no, people don't want to pay that much.
I would for Blanche. We'll get there.
Okay.
In like 20 years. Okay. And then it turns into a musical, kind of. Aww. Yeah, musical. This is about to send. Listen, if you're listening and you've got kids in the car, I am so sorry for what's about to happen.
Oh, God. Snow glows white on the mountain tonight.
Don't let them in. Don't let Hold on. Them let
it go. No! Let it go.
Are you dancing? Well, to the theme from Frozen,
this,
while you're embalming bodies in the basement of a funeral home.
Are you talking to the spirits at this point?
This is a grand build-up Disney Broadway song, which I find it's beautiful, but it's the point when I'm pretending I'm Dr. Frankenstein as I'm sewing up the body. I'm doing all this work, and it's, ha, 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 they're coming to life.
Did you ever, like, sing this at the top of your lungs?
Is this when the bodies hit the floor because they were like, oh my God, I need to get out of here because this is obnoxious?
This is the point when I'm finishing up, when I'm doing all the sewing up. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. All right. Three more tracks on your Keep Calm and Embalm Work CD, Christopher. And then we are putting the button and pin on this CD thing for Mortified. And we're going to bury it in the backyard and lose a map.
We might want to set this one on fire. This one has demons, for sure.
Three more, and track 12 on this Keep Calm and Embalm CD, Chris. Explain this. The Macarena for crying out loud.
Well, that's actually for the time of that song. Since it's rhythmic and it's a specific time, I have to make sure this... there's a specific thing with the trocar. It needs to be done under the 3 minutes. So as I'm...
Since this is
sucking the blood out of your stomach.
Since this is track 12, has rigor mortis set in yet in this time? We look like we're about 30-something minutes in.
Hopefully, if I'm embalming the body, it is before the 12 hours before rigor mortis has set in.
Okay, correct. Cool. Because I'm picturing you just taking their hands and doing the macaroni.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hands out, hand slip, dead body, behind the head.
In my head, you have messed with this dead body many times.
This is somebody's grandmother, man! Somebody's grandma!
You've gotten jiggy with it on the dance floor.
You did.
You're, like, Mr. Edding the mouth.
Moving the mouth. Achy breaky heart. What does the fox say? This CD starts out with In Da Club.
I need to keep my sanity.
Okay. Well, just two more left on Chris's CD.
I don't know if I can handle two more.
John Mayer.
Yeah, John Mayer.
Your body is a wonderland.
Oh, no.
I would just be finishing up, putting the final touches, and it would just be this masterpiece, putting the final cream on their face. And it was just beautiful. It was my song that knew I was about to be done.
One man for every inch of porcelain skin. Lyrics to this song. All right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So just to recap real quick, Chris's Keep Calm and Embalm CD that he used to listen to while he would work on dead bodies at a funeral home started with 50 Cent In the Club. Next, Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. Britney Spears' Work, Bitch. Drowning Pool Bodies. The theme from the television show, Mr. Ed. Jewel Hands.
God,
Will Smith getting jiggy with it. Weird Al's Amish Paradise, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart, Yivis, What Does the Fox Say, then the theme from Frozen, then the Macarena, then Your Body is a Wonderland, John Mayer, and this is the final song.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, not everybody gets embalmed. Sometimes
what?
I need to cremate them.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Well, you know, I feel like it's just right after that to play the whole damn thing.
Let's do it.
Hopefully we can all just burn that from our memories.
I need like 8 showers.
Yeah.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Buzz family, let's all welcome Stacey Moody into the wonderful world of crazy cat lady.
Yeah. I got the crazy part.
Yeah.
Now I just have a cat.
Now you can start wearing your bathrobe to work.
Oh my God. Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sweet.
No bra.
Well, I don't know that I want to go that far. Nobody wants that.
You're wearing your bathrobe. I picture a pink bathrobe.
I do have it's Betsy Johnson, so it's pink and black hearts.
Okay. All right. But yeah, no, you got a cat.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
Buzz fam, this is the kitten that was here a couple weeks ago with Casey Pet Project that just kind of, I don't know how it's physically possible for an animal to do this, but gravitated towards the cold, dead, black heart of Stacey Moody.
Yeah, this cat somehow found my heart. Who knew I had one?
Right.
And then stole it immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I only got to hold Jerry. For like 2 seconds. And then you're like, give it.
Yeah.
Give it.
Yeah. I was really upset because before he came in, I was like, why do you not bring dogs? Like, why? Mm-hmm. Why are we only bringing cats on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jerry came in and the rest
stole your heart.
Stole my.
You're literally a cat person now.
I know.
You've got a little kitten that you're responsible for now.
I know.
How does that feel?
How did I get that?
Well,
someone let me do that.
Kittens, Casey Pet Project. Somebody left you in charge of something's life.
I know
you've had dogs, but that's with your family.
Right, yeah, no.
Is this your first pet that you've had
no,
on your own?
No, I had Boo myself for a little bit before I moved back in with Mom.
Right, and now Mom keeps the pug dog, mm-hmm. Boo. And you actually had a stress dream.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay.
Boo was like eating your neck or something?
No. Okay. So for some reason, Boo could talk. Like me and Boo.
Oh, because it's a dream.
Right. It's a dream.
Of course.
And I was like, hey, Boo, I'm getting a cat. Boo got pissed. And I don't know what it was, but Boo had something in her hand and shoved it down my throat. Like shoved it in my mouth, down my throat, tried to choke me, tried to kill me.
Because
she was so mad. Like, I was cheating on her with Jerry. Yeah, I don't, it was weird.
Wow.
I woke up and I was like,
that's
whoa.
A stress dream.
Yeah, it was a big time stress dream.
That's like when I was thinking about getting a second kitten and I saw our therapist.
Yeah.
And was like, talking to her about it, she goes, I think that people have spent less time thinking about having a second child than you have with having a second kitten.
Oh, for sure.
So.
For sure.
But yeah. So, wow. So Kitty's peed on things already.
My hoodie.
The one you're wearing right now.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
Well, what a fun day. Stacey, I'm so excited that you're now a cat person.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to meow with every song like I was doing with I Will Follow You Into the Dark.
Yeah, I'm...
Meow, meow, meow.
I used to make fun of cat people.
Meow, meow,
because
meow,
I've always
meow,
been a dog
meow,
person.
Meow.
Now you're one of them.
Now I'm one of them, and I'm really afraid. Like, let's be honest, I'm going to fall right into it.
Meow, 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 meow. Every song, you can switch to meow. Not only that, Jerry's got two syllables. You can switch baby in any song to Jerry. Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
Hit me, Jerry, one more time.
Any song that has baby. Bishop Briggs, baby.
Dude.
Jerry got back.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry do got back.
Please stop looking at your cats behind.
Well, as you know, they like to shove their butts in your face.
Not mine. What the hell?
Oh, my God.
You
Jerry's...
got a broken one. Jerry's a broken. But then you also, the crazy cat lady thing. Then you start giving your cat a nickname. Like, mine is My Little Surprise. Because he'll, like, come out of the little room and I'll be like, ah, oh, my little surprise. Or My Little Carpet when his hair gets long.
My Little Carpet.
My Little Carpet. Or then you'll finally figure out which song is your song.
Oh,
with your
God.
Cat. Me and Blanche is number one crushed by garbage. I would kill for you.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Feel pain for you. Yeah. And then sometimes, and it happens. It will happen. I can't wait till the moment it happens. You'll start leaving parties early because you miss them.
I cannot wait to go. I have to stop by my apartment really quickly before I go to this other volunteer thing. Cannot wait to see him.
Have you gotten the 50 cent little wet cans of food for them yet?
Oh, we have so much crap from Amazon. You have
Step it up from the. You want that cat to live a couple more years, and not get sick. Get something better than the 50 cent cat.
Oh yeah, food. No, it's like Fancy Feast. Is that
plus like
good?
52 cents?
Oh my God, what do
what
I
do
get?
You feed Blanche?
Top of the line, mother effer.
What is
top
it?
Of the line?
What do I need?
Well, now he's a senior cat, so I use this specific.
Like, sorry.
Blanche is going to kill you.
What's funny?
Like silver, what's funny? Silver back or something?
Hey, listen. We
do you
share
guys
it.
Share it?
I hate you, Stacey Moody.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.